Little River Band Lady here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here talking to David Thomasy about law enforcement and security. What do you call those guys? I'm sorry. I've drawn a mental blank about the
corrections officers.
Corrections officers, yes. And let's not forget that you do other things out there as well before we all get frowned at when they see us again.
Yes, that's correct. We also have a fire program run by Kevin Granberg, and then we have a EMS and paramedic programs also up there. Those are run by Steve White.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on at that campus. We were chatting about that off air. I mean, you guys do a lot on a small space out there. You know, particularly impressive is watching the driver train, the police driving training, and occasionally I see ambulances running around on the parking area out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just one of the many things that are part of those programs is learning emergency vehicle operations. Mm-hmm. And we have a great campus up there. It also houses the county's emergency operations center. So in addition to having a top-notch facility where the students can learn the things that they need to learn for these particular careers, they're in constant contact with the professionals that are already working in those careers. So it's a great place to learn and to meet people in the community that are going to be in those fields when you get done.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was working out at the WKGC's main transmitter is also on that site. And I was working in the building, which you've been in that building. It's quite noisy in the building with fans and air conditioners running. And I walked outside and I thought the world was coming to an end because they were doing emergency vehicle operation out there. There were sirens and more sirens out there as they were racing around predetermined courses out on that thing.
Yeah, so one of the things that maybe people don't consider in all of this is the amount of distraction that takes place when you're trying to do those things. And that's one of the things that we want to train people for, is to work through those distractions. So when they're learning the basics of the skills, it's probably relatively quiet. Mm-hmm. But when it's really time to test those skills, we want to increase the distraction and make sure you can focus through it. So you're going to see lights on, you're going to see sirens on, they're going to be asked questions. They're going to have to do all the things they would have to do in a real life scenario.
Yeah, it was actually when I wandered up there to watch for a little bit, and it was very impressive. I mean, obviously, if you're on the highway and a law enforcement officer has to get somewhere in a hurry, you certainly want them to be as well trained. And I know that if you're trying to weave your way around rush hour traffic, get through red lights without killing anybody, and get to where the emergency is, it's very distracting. And it was kind of comforting to watch you guys work out there, because obviously you're working very hard at that kind of training.
Yeah, absolutely. In this job, we're there to help people. We're there to, save people when they need it. But really, we want to make sure we're not hurting anybody either. And clearly that's one of those things that can happen in those scenarios. You're talking about high risk situations. And so we really want to make sure that they have the training to be able to operate and function in those high risk situations and minimize that risk that it puts out to the general public.
I just wonder how many people know there's an emergency driving course out already existing out there where you guys do this training. There's stuff out there. If you don't go and look, it's hard to figure out what all you guys do out there. You've got fire training building out there. It's a very, very impressive place. And if you're interested in being a corrections officer, a law enforcement officer, firefighting, emergency medicine, that kind of thing, great place to start. And you can start all of it by going to gulfcoast.edu, and everything's on the website there. You can call David, and his phone number's at the bottom of the page. If you can't remember it, just look, remember Thomasy, because he's the only Thomasy in our employee directory, and his extension's right there, along with a link to his email address. So if you want to get that, it's very, very interesting place. Unfortunately, I got to spend a month out there. I didn't want to, but it's a very interesting place, and a lot goes on out there during the regular thing. We've done through digital media, we've done a bunch of video things out there, and it's just fascinating what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's a top-notch facility. In fact, I don't know of any other college that has the facility like we have. Like I said, it houses the county's emergency operations center. It has a full incident command center that doubles as a lab. Actually, it's a lab that doubles as an active incident command center. So really in these programs, whether it's law enforcement, corrections, fire, EMS, certainly not saying that other schools don't have great programs, because they absolutely do. The thing that I think separates us is that we have a facility that I don't know anyone else has. And so we can offer some types of training that most people would either have to go somewhere else, or you have to wait until you get some advanced or specialized training. And we have it right here in-house.
And when you're taking courses out there, you are actually in the same building with people who are doing this professionally.
Yes.
The 911 center is out in that building. And as you said, the incident, if anything happens, you're there in that building with the incident command center, which we unfortunately have to use once in a while.
Yes, sir. Speaking of the things that are there, the Sheriff's Office communications section is there, and that's actually one of the things that we take our students to see. Mm-hmm. We have a section in the academy that covers communication, and so sort of a mini field mm-hmm. trip to
sure.
say. We go in and they get a firsthand look at how that works, to see what a dispatcher goes through, to see how calls for service come in, to see how officers and other resources are dispatched, including fire, EMS, mm-hmm. all of that, from a central dispatch mm-hmm. location. So, again, it's just one of those things where it's really hard to mimic that training anywhere else unless you have a facility like ours, and we're very blessed to do that. And I think the fact that we do allows us to really kind of step up to training.
And North Bay Campus is an absolute excellent example of the municipalities and higher education working together, especially in times of an emergency. I mean, I don't know of anywhere else that I've ever been that has done that, where you have that kind of integration between the Institute of Higher Education and its own community.
Yeah, it really is one of a kind. I feel like I keep going back saying the same thing, but I truly believe that it is. I've been in this business for a long time, and I've worked disasters and seen some terrible things. But man, when we were at the Emergency Operations Center and it was activated and all of these resources were coming in, watching all these people from different areas just kind of, meld together and get the job done, it was impressive. And it was also nice to know that a lot of those people that were coming through there were graduates from our programs. So, when the county really needed to get its life back after, really getting walloped by a devastating storm, it was nice to see our students who are now professionals working to do that.
And I'll bet it was nice for you guys that worked on that facility out there to see it come together and actually do the job. You could never train for something like that without, there's just no way you could train for a disaster like Michael, because it's nature, it's too unpredictable. But having the fact that that the plans were so well laid, that everything came together as well as it did, was absolutely amazing in my book.
Yeah, Dr. Holnack says something to me all the time, that we plan for the last hurricane that we had. And so the last storm that really impacted us here was maybe a Category 3, and probably mm-hmm. Relatively low at that one. So then you have a Category 5 storm come in, and you're like, man, how do I plan for that? Well, you look at all of the things that got destroyed and all of those pieces that needed to come together. And we got a lot of work in front of us, but we have, great staff and great professionals that'll get us there.
Yeah. There's lots being done. Just saying that from the radio station side of things, there's a lot of stuff we're working on. I know you guys are working on it, and heaven forbid this ever happens to us again. But if it did, even today, we would be better prepared for it, because there's a lot of work being done out there at the Emergency Operations Center to fix some of the rough spots we ran over, should I say, and we will. Okay, you're pointing at, it's not a watch, that's a wristband, but
no, it's a scrunchie, but
it's a scrunchie.
The same okay. vibe comes across.
All right, but the same vibe comes across. He's pointing at it, which means it's time to take a break.
Yeah. David, thank you for coming on. Mr. David Thomasy of the Gulf Coast State College Law Enforcement Academy and literally everything else.
Mm-hmm. And yes, well, he apparently is. He has a job everywhere, including teaching here and across the street. So not to mention pursuing even higher education than he already has. So I wish him for Christmas, I'm going to try to get him 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep. I think that's probably...
That would be priceless in my book.
But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for the Vitamid B, the Beatles play of the 9 o'clock hour. Here on the mix.